Okay, amigos, here we are, Rancho Alegre Radio. I am Baldomero, El Parrandero Cuellar, and we got the great chance of interviewing Grupo Signal, Jesse Turner and the guys, September 16th. It was at a benefit in Seguin, Texas, and we're fulfilling our commitment to showcase the legends, and in this case, the future legends. You know, Jesse Turner, actually, he's a veteran now. You know, he has a bunch of CDs out, and be sure to, you know, pick those up and support their show. They'll be in Austin soon, and anywhere you get a chance to check them out, you know, come check them out. They swept the Tejano Music Awards in 2012. They have a YouTube channel. It's called Signal Adventures. And look them up on Facebook. Keep up with these guys. They're really great guys to hang out with. Very humorous, as you're going to see. And we hope you take something away. You learn more about the band. So let's take it away here on Rancho Alegre Radio. Thank you for listening. Okay, amigos, aquí estamos with the grupo you've heard on the radio a lot, Norteño and Tejano, one of the super groups right now, super hot, Grupo Signo, and we're here with Jesse Turner and the guys, and I'm ashamed to say that I don't know everybody, so everybody introduce yourself one at a time. Dale shine.
¿Qué tal? Mi nombre es Jesús Turner, primera voz y acordeonista de Grupo Signo.
Ricardo Rosales, bajo sexto y segunda voz. Hola.
Soy el Chino, toco el bajo eléctrico.
Sergio Tavares, animación.
David Rosas, percussion.
Joe Jimenez, drums.
All right.
He has a hard time saying percusiones. So he said David Rosas, percussion, like if he's still in the high school marching band.
So I was like 16 when I stopped saying sacatines, so it's all
that's cool. I think most of us also used to say frijoles.
Yeah, David still says it. All right, guys. So we're here with Signal. You know, they're here, and of course, Seguin, Texas, doing a benefit, and we caught up with them in their nice bus. Let me tell you, and it doesn't smell like patas or anything. So we're real. And guys, a little history on the band. You know, how long you guys been together?
We've been together since the year we started in 2000. Ahorita llevamos 12 años de carrera. We've been around for 12 years. We have about 9 albums. I think we're about to finish our 10th one as well. That'll be coming out in December, so we're very excited about that as well.
And who are those with your CDs?
Well, since 2004, we started recording with Freddy Records. But prior to that, I used to play drums with this gentleman there from Santa Rosa. His name was Rubén Vela y su conjunto. So when I used to play drums with him, he got picked up by this record label named, they were called Crown Records.
Órale.
And in doing so, when Rubén Vela would get tired, I would get up and sing a few songs. Y de ahí fue donde the record label was there, and they asked me, hey, whose songs are those that you're singing?
Right.
And I said, well, the first one, that de los dos Gilbertos, and then the second one was mine.
Oh.
And they said, cool. They said, you write your own songs? And I said, yeah. They said, do you have a band? I said, I have friends. So a bunch of us used to make a bunch of sounds there in a garage, and we got together. And over the years, there was guys that came, guys that went.
Right.
Because they were my friends, but they left for the reason that, you know, their plans were to be in a band
right,
for the rest
right.
of their lives. They wanted to go to college and do other things. But I'm in the position where I can honestly say that Signal now is the best Signal that has ever been.
Right.
And I have 5 amazing guys that are awesome musicians. Each one of them is unique. Each one of them has their own special talent and brings something to the table. And I know that the majority of the time when people hear about Signal, they hear me speaking on radio or through internet. But I'm only the voice of one sound, one band, and that's Signal.
And you've been able to, all of you have been able to skate right in between Tejano and Norteño. Was that the plan, or is it just the way the people,
you know when I first started off, I realized that there was a lot of boundaries being made
right.
in the music.
Right.
So really, I just wanted to make music. And when people would ask me, siempre les sacaba la vuelta. They would ask me, what are you, Tejano, Norteño, Conjunto? And I would say, you know what, I'd rather not give it a title, because giving our style of music a title will only create a boundary. If I say que soy Tejano, a veces los norteños se sienten, y si digo que soy norteño, los Tejanos, they don't, it's like, I don't understand.
Right,
es nuestra cultura.
Es todo música.
Yeah, I mean, es nuestra gente, para mí es lo mismo. Al final, yo digo que la mayoría de la gente, nuestras raíces son mexicanas, que vinieron a los Estados Unidos, vivimos en Texas. Our music is very, very interesting. I mean, Intocable viene para acá y dicen, Intocable es norteño, pero Intocable va para México y dicen, son tejanos. So it's kind of, it depends where you go. But, you know, we always welcome anybody that wants to accept us in any radio station, anybody that wants to accept our music for what it is, just that, music, and stories behind our music about the things that we've been through. If people can accept that, then they're going to get good music, and that's signal.
Lo que yo les digo a los grupos que están entre medio anciano, yo les digo, you're in a class con los relámpagos, who are able to do both, you know, so don't feel bad, you know.
It's
a badge of honor to be with those guys.
I'm honored just to be here in a bus.
Yeah. Right.
I'm honored just to be here. I'm honored just to be alive, alive today, and to be able to say that so many great things have happened to us when all you were expecting was to just play at quinceañeras and weddings.
Weekend gigs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed. And all we can do is be here for as long as the people allow us to be.
And you're going to be around for a while, porque todos son jóvenes from what I can see, man. You're not...
Pues
yo digo porque muchos grupos they're hitting their 50s and 60s. Ustedes no, ¿verdad? I mean, shoot, y'all still got a lot of living to do.
Pues como dice Joey, it's not our first rodeo, but right. Yeah, we've been around for a while, all with different bands. Believe it or not, David, the percussionist. David, the percussionist, used to be with. He used to be just a roadie with Grupo Intenso for a long time. He used to be the light technician. Mi amigo Joey used to play with. He first started when he was 11 years old. He would actually had the opportunity to play with Selena a few times.
Okay. So y'all have a little bit of history.
And then he went on to Excelencia. And then Checo here was with the local band, and he was a local DJ with the local band called La Farra. Mi amigo aquí, Richard, he was with Grupo Potente.
Oh, fíjate.
And also Increíble, and so was Brandon. And they both also were part of Privilegio. And I was part of Intento, Rubén Vela. And we have come together, and we have, you know, we've brought our style, and we have made, como te digo, one sound. And that's what you hear today on the radio, and that's Signal.
Órale. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back. You know how we do it. We're going to play all of the music of Signal's history, including their latest hits. So we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Hicieron suspirar. Ay, 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 ay.
pero si a mi vida vuelve. Ha de ser con dos ojitos, pero tienen que ser verdes. Ay, 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 ¿dónde andarán esos ojitos que me hicieron suspirar? Ay, 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 ¿dónde estarán esos ojitos que no los puedo olvidar?
Quise escapar de esta vida.
vanidad. Porque vivir sin tu amor no es vivir. Me está sangrando el herida que me dejaste al partir.
Jesse Turner, and of course the guys, Signal. How you doing, bro? Yeah.
Woo! And, David Bart,
David. We're actually a very loud bunch, man.
Hey, that's great. We love
a lot of, people think that we're quiet, but right. The minute you leave, it's like when you turn off the lights on your.
Hey, and let me know. And just to let you know, I was born with a sixth sense, so if I leave and y'all start talking mess, I'll know.
Nah, bro, there's no reason to talk about you.
I'm blind, so go easy on me. Live events, man. I know your fans, they look forward to certain songs y'all play all the time. Do y'all ever get complaints? Hey, vato, y'all didn't play my song. You go, can y'all play it again for the fourth?
They always complain, like, you know, y'all didn't play this song. Or?
You know, it's weird because... They're right. I mean, for the first time in my life, I'm able to say, antes it was like, okay, what cover song is next? And we've gone from saying what cover's next to, oh, shoot, we forgot one of, yeah, we forgot to play Mejor Dímelo, we forgot to play, and people, you know, it's weird, man. I never thought I'd be able to play through a set.
Right.
I never thought that we'd be able to play a set where it would be all of Signal, all of original songs.
Right, right.
Never imagined that, but I mean... Como te digo, gracias a Dios que we're able to do it, and we always try to cater to the people that go to our shows, and people know that when they come see Signal, I mean, we bring everything to the table as far as the show. We bring our screens, we bring our lights, we bring our energy, we bring our love. At one moment you're going to be crying, one moment you're going to be laughing, then you're going to be remembering, but at the end of the night you're going to be going home going,
hey, and that's a good point. Raza es some llorones, no? I mean, because they could be sitting there with the beers hanging, like, ah, no la quiero, no, oh, I miss it. You know what I mean?
Just ours is. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that go to our shows and they're like, they get hit with the songs.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't go home crying. They go like, they go home saying, you know what? Screw her. Who cares? Who cares about her, man? Just go.
What do you think we're all on this bus?
She's all red.
And what background you guys come from? I mean, gente de rancheros, you know, industrial.
Well, my friend over here, the one that plays the bass, I know he looks a little bit Asian. We found him in a China buffet.
Totally. He plays the chopsticks.
No. You know what? I think speaking for everybody, I think that we all come from almost the same style of raíces. You know, our moms cooking Mexican food and us, honestly, loving Tejano music. That's the truth.
But we just
as we grew older, you know, we just like listening to everything and taking a little bit of everything from all the people that we've listened to in the past. And making it your own is what has made us.
It's like making soup.
Yeah.
Right.
You stir it up and say, taste it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the, you know, an important thing you guys are doing is doing your own songs. You know, of course, I'm sure there's covers in there, but what's the method to the madness, man? You just that type of person that can get locked into a mode to do songs. And the reason I ask, because it seems like hardly anyone is writing songs, original songs. So what could you tell me about the method of...
Well, I don't really think it's a method. I mean, I think there's no secret. Every time I've done an interview and they've asked me, I'm very truthful. I'm very honest about my song ability, my ability to be able to write songs. And that is that I always write what's going on in my current time. And when I have to, I write about my past. And sometimes I write about the things that I want in the future as far as in love. Sometimes I'll watch a movie and they'll say a line, and I go off of what that line meant to me.
Gotcha.
And really, every album has been a chapter in my life, because I've written the majority of the songs for Signo. I've always managed to write at least 8 songs on each album, and it all began because when we first started, all the good songwriters didn't want to give us songs. I remember that I would go ask them for songs and they would say, well, déjame ver a ver qué tengo aquí abajo. It was like the bottom of the of the barrel. And to me, I didn't get offended. I just said, if you're giving me that, I can write something better. And I didn't mean nothing bad by it.
Right.
I just meant I'm not going to accept for your less when I'm trying my best. And the ability to be able to write songs is based on a feeling. It's based on how I view things as far as love. As far as how my friends are feeling, sometimes my friends go through things and I feel for them and I write about what I see and what I feel.
Oh, that's great, man.
And once we get on stage, we create this feeling through this music and we transmit it as energy to the people that are listening. And when they receive it, they accept it.
Right.
And they become a part of our world.
Got you. That's beautiful, man. And how does it feel, not throwing stones at anybody, of course, because we're not about cheese me now, but how does it feel to be one of the few new bands that doesn't sound like Ramon Ayala?
Well, it goes back to what you just said. I mean, we're not doing Ramon Ayala covers.
Right, right.
I mean, if I always have bands ask me, hey, how do you do it? Well, quit recording covers, you know? And for one, stop looking for a record label and start concentrating on making music so that your friends can like it, so let other people do the talking for you.
Right.
And if you do that, I mean, it'll happen like it happened to the Lonely Boys. It'll happen like it happened to Signo.
Right.
Like happened to Motley Crue. No, I'm serious.
I hear you.
A band. I'm not gonna sit here and ruffle my own feathers, but we didn't go looking for a record label, and I don't like to just say that like I'm so proud of it.
I like to
be able to say that one day I was actually just singing, and a record label saw us, and it went from there. And you know what? It's been 12 years. It's been long 12 years, and let me tell you something. For the all bands right. that are thinking, well, yeah, we had somebody that backed you up, and hey. I had a band that at times guys came and they went. There was times when we wouldn't even make any money. There was times when we just had enough money to rent a van and then we didn't have any money to pay gas. There was times when our van got broken and we came home on the bus. There was times when when a little trailer that we were pulling, the tire came out, hit another vehicle, we thought we were going to get sued. I mean, we cried together, we suffered,
right?
But we got through it, we laughed, and we did it without really thinking about getting far. We did it without thinking that we were going to be the next big thing. We just did it to make music.
Right.
And 12 years later, we're on a tour bus, carrying our equipment, our lights. I have seen so much. I mean, it's crazy. And people always ask, how do you guys stay so humble? And my response is, how can we not?
Right.
I mean, if you take everything that we have away, we know what it's like to start at the bottom.
Right.
So it wouldn't be anything new for us. It wouldn't be hard for us. It would be hard to accept, but that doesn't mean that we're going to stop fighting and we're going to stop playing and making music. At the end of the day, look, sometimes we all have problems at home. Being here in this beautiful bus that you see, because when we got it, to me, it was a dream come true. I always wanted to be in a bus like this. Never imagined it. Never thought it would happen.
Right.
But I get into it today, and it's like this is our second home. I like being here. I like being with my friends, and they like being with each other. We and I know that sounds kind of funny. We like being with each other. But what I mean is like we like hanging out with each other because
y'all have fun doing
it.
Right?
We have fun doing it. Yeah, we're brothers, and sometimes
we gotta see David for a day. Like I call them. We understand each other. That's the thing.
What's funny you say that, because I've interviewed bands where it seems like everyone is tan enojados. You know, everyone's mad. They don't want to talk. But y'all guys, I can tell you guys, you know, y'all get along and y'all BSing here together and everything. You know, so that's really great.
The thing is that
you have to, because if not, that's what causes conflict.
Right. You get right. Problems.
Look, I'm gonna tell you a secret. Something that nobody knows, and probably bands don't even, I don't think even think they do this.
Let me guess, you saved a lot of money on your insurance.
No, but that was that.
No, no, I'm sorry.
No, but that was good. But when I do, no. One thing about a secret of Signo, that the way we've managed to probably do well is that any problems that we have at home, any problems that we have within this organization, mm-hmm. we close the doors to this bus, and we sit down and we talk. And sometimes we have problems at home, sometimes problems here.
Yeah.
But nothing's ever perfect, but we sit here and we talk about it as a family. Hey, well, what can we do to better this? Or how can you help me? Or you know what, how can we get to the next step?
Right.
You know what,
right.
I'm not satisfied with just doing this. Let's push to do more radio. Let's do more interviews. Let's go do more TV. Guys, do you guys mind doing a benefit dance in Seguin, Texas? Absolutely right. not. Can we do all the benefits that they ask us to do all year long? No.
Right.
Can we do it every once in a while? Yes.
Seguro.
Why? Why? Because it's our way of helping, and it's our way of giving back to the community.
It's our,
and you know what? We're not getting nothing out of being here. The only thing we're getting is the fact that we'll get back in this bus happy, knowing that we did something good for a family, and that's all that matters.
Right. And you'll be surprised how many people turn them down all the time.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of people always ask, y dicen, ¿por qué los grupos no hacen esto y no lo hacen y no lo hacen? Y luego cuando lo hacemos, I'm disappointed que la gente no viene y apoya.
That's very true.
Porque nosotros estamos haciendo nuestra parte.
Yeah.
Pero la otra parte es de ayudar. Mira, yo no soy ningún predicador, I'm not a pastor, but I'll tell you a very simple verse in the Bible. La Biblia dice, hay que ayudarnos unos a nosotros. And we do that every once in a while,
right.
away from our business.
Right.
And that's why we're here today. And, you know, it's to make anybody feel bad,
right.
but it's para que le den el ánimo. Let's help each other. I know we're in bad times, but imagine somebody that just, you know, lost their home.
Yeah, definitely. A family member or lo que sea.
You know, if you're blessed, I mean, let's go even $10, whatever, even if you...
Right.
I'm sure that they would understand.
Yeah.
Pero we're happy to be here, and we wouldn't be at any other place than in the city of where Joey Jimenez lives, Seguin, Texas.
And talk about paying dues. One of the things that I think everyone has gone through, ever been working with promoters that sneak out the back with a money box.
I've gone through that. I've been through that.
Or you know, not coming up with what they promised or lo que sea.
You know what? I think it happens to everybody.
Right.
But again, it goes back to having an organization that understands you. You know, sometimes when we don't get, when this happens, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. Hey, Julano de Tal is going to go out the back door, tell the road crew to be ready in the back to kick his ass.
No,
I'm just joking.
No. No, no.
We got paid with a chain? With a gold chain?
One time we got paid with a gold chain and a Rolex.
Wow. And y'all chose everybody in the week. Got it.
No. No. Yeah, the next day he said, all right, come get the money.
but it's funny, this being internet, we can edit it for a regular or whatever. It wasn't, we kicked his ass. Le dimos una putiza.
You know what? You live and you learn, and you know who to work with, and you know who not to work with.
Right, right.
Yeah, this is, you know, we have a heart, man. We understand. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when we're going for a guarantee and there's only 100 people, it's only common sense to understand. And that's how los hemos ganado a los promotores, a la gente de radio, because, okay, I know you can't give us a full guarantee. What can you give us? Because there's a contract, and I can see that very clearly there's not enough people. We're understanding people.
Right, right.
But you know what? Give me enough to cover my overhead, and let's try to make it work next time.
Right. Sounds great, man.
Okay. Vamos a agarrar la beer.
O los llevamos mesas y todo el rollo, ¿verdad? All right, let's go ahead and take another break. We're here with, of course, Signal.
Well, you got to do it like this. Y nosotros somos el grupo
Signal!
There you got it, man. I got schooled on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Termino, que ya no me quieres, que encontraste un nuevo amor. Debes saber que no lo estoy soportando, que poco a poco me estás matando. 180 kilómetros y necesito más. No me importa que pare, no me importa llegar. Y debes saber que no lo estoy soportando. No tengo miedo y no estoy llorando. Tienes 2 minutos para llamarme. Después será muy tarde para buscarme. Auxilio, ayuda por favor. No dejes que se muera nuestro amor. Necesito más. No me importa que pare, no me importa llegar. Y debes saber que no lo estoy soportando. No tengo miedo y no estoy llorando. Tienes 2 minutos para llamarme. Pues será muy tarde para mirarme. Auxilio, ayuda por favor. No dejes que se muera nuestro amor. Auxilio.
15 segundos le pido a Dios que me perdone. En 5 segundos ahora te digo adiós. Ya no me importa si estás con otro, que ya no soy ni tu amigo. Cuando antes eras mi esposa, gracias por decirle a mis amigos que ya no te importo, que no quieres nada de mí. No me duele si no estás conmigo, pero me lastimas al no verte feliz. Lo que pasó entre tú y yo ya se olvidó, ya se murió. Si estás con otro, que ya no soy ni tu amigo. Cuando antes eras mi esposa, ya no me importa saber qué pasa en tu vida. Puedes hacer lo que quieras. Ya no me importa, porque ya no eres mía. Si no estás conmigo, pero me lastimas al no verte feliz. Lo que pasó entre tú y yo ya se olvidó, ya se murió. Ya no me importa si estás. Ya no me importa
buscaba el amor. Entonces llegaste sin ningún aviso. Te juro no pensaba enamorarme. Pero así es el amor. Te juro no pensaba enamorarme, pero así es el amor, créeme o no, ahora camino con mi nuevo amor.
You got it now. You got it now.
All right. So one thing, you know, everyone, all the girls go crazy for you guys. You know, you're a handsome man. Y todo el rollo.
Why, thank you. I'll give you my number in a few minutes.
I already got it. But one question, man, because I know a lot of groups, you know, Gary Hobbs had this problem, Joe Lopez before he got in his mess, and maybe Jimmy Gonzalez too, I don't know. Pero, you ever get problems getting into fights because a girl comes, te da un vaso, thank you for coming, and then the boyfriend comes, hey!
All the time.
I had a guy do a Ninja Turtle kick on my back one time.
Is that right?
In Tejano Saloon in McAllen.
Wow. Really? Come
on. Yeah, that's the time that Leroy, my best friend, let me just say all the band just stood there watching.
Of course.
I wasn't there either.
No, you were there, David.
You called me, where you at? I'm like,
you were too busy. You were too busy with your percussion. No, you know what? I think everybody was just in shock, but it happened so quick. Some guy kicked me in my back because I was taking a picture with this girl.
I'm like, Turner! Why not David?
He only plays percussion.
He's a singer.
But I mean, we have people that send a stupid message. Guys that hate. And, you know, some girls love us, some guys understand. But at the end of the day, I think that It's really more about the music, man. I mean,
right, right.
Well, I mean, I feel great.
But they did compliment us on a radio station saying that we were the girl band.
Oh, yeah. You're the Duran Duran of the.
We're the like Hano. The Motley Crue. Oh. Yeah. The Duran Duran over here.
We got Boy George here. Yeah.
Now, come on, guys. Keep it real. Keep it real. Boy Jorge.
Boy Jorge.
and touring together, man, I could tell you have a great time, but is there ever a time when you're like sing ganas and then y'all know y'all finally hit the stage and y'all see the people get into it? Does that motivate y'all? Yeah, or
always.
Does that wake
that's
y'all
that's
up?
That's what we're here.
I mean, think about it. Talk about worst case scenario. You just ate, drank a bunch of chocolate milk, te dio un chorro, but you're on stage and I feel good. Hold on, yeah. Let's do it.
That sounds like a brand. It depends, because sometimes when we're playing, the guy that's in front of me all the time, he likes to release gas. I'm not mentioning no names, but he's always in front of the drummer.
Smoke!
Good thing the drums are to the right of the stage. Although some people might not notice because there's not enough lighting. Oh, no! Oh! I'm just kidding.
So the answer is, in short, la gente sí te motiva, ¿verdad? It just gets you into
the thing is that we're funny, man, because I think that if you were to bring in a pair of cans and a comb and a tololoche bajo sexto and accordion, we'll play with a lot of energy inside the bus. I mean, it's just, there doesn't have to be any people for us to want to jam. We always want to jam.
Right.
Jamming is...
Tucking is getting off stage.
Yeah.
When the game's over, you're like...
And
hard to go to sleep after a gig, to get back down?
The thing is, since our equipment travels with us, it's like we have to wait till the equipment's loaded up. So that's like 6-7 in the morning. So we'll be here cracking jokes and taking trips to Whataburger and
yeah. Making social cam or YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah, right. We do. I'm gonna show you the newest YouTube video that we just did, so you can. That way, once we're done, you can say, "Wow, I just saw that." Or you know what? Why don't we go to commercials and let's see it?
We can do it after. Since you know, I don't want to take.
No, let's do it now.
Okay.
I'm joking, bro.
Y'all el jefe, so I got on this side. I think me está gritando on this side. Like, let's do it now. Didn't ask for a dime.
Nah, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
All right, but let's go ahead and take another break. Play some more of you guys' music, you know, and we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio with Cino.
No tengo dinero, pero te ofrezco mi amor. Píntame como quieras, yo soy como soy. Yo solo soy un pobre, pero rico en amor. Escúchame, si me dejas ir, va a llover. Está lloviendo en mi corazón. Las lágrimas de mis ojos caen como lluvia, y algún día tú lo sabrás cuánto te quise. Mi corazón hundiste. Te ofrezco mi amor, píntame como quieras, yo soy como soy. Yo solo soy un pobre, pero rico en amor. Escúchame, si me dejas ir, va a llover. Está lloviendo en mi corazón.
ponte a pensar en él. En vez de que vivas llorando por él. Ponerte a pensar en él, desde que vivas llorando por él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. A él, no llores por él. Recuerda que hace mucho tiempo te amo, te amo, te amo. Oh, quiero hacerte muy, muy feliz. Vamos a tomar el primer avión con destino a la felicidad para mí eres tú. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. A él, no llores por él. Destino a la felicidad, para mí eres tú. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. A él, no llores por él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. Piensa en mí, llora por mí, llámame a mí, no, no le hables a él. A él, no llores por él. So soon, oh no, but now you live inside of me, and my heart will live the memories that you left with me. Didn't have the chance to say, then I wish that you would stay. Didn't have a chance to say goodbye, so I'll miss you. We'll see you when it's time. Mm-hmm.
Didn't wanna say goodbye. Didn't wanna watch you leave so soon. Oh no. But now you live inside of me. In my heart will live the memories that you left with me. Didn't have the chance to say that I wish that you would stay. Didn't have the chance to say goodbye. So I'll miss you. You're such a big part of our lives. And we thank the Lord and we celebrate your life. So it's a night goodbye. We'll see you when it's time. So it's a night goodbye. We'll see.
Amigos, we are back with
Chino
here on Rancho Alegre Radio. Guys are sharing pictures right now. I'm telling you, I'm gonna correr del boss, man.
These guys are not serious, bro.
Nice. That's what we're gonna be for Halloween.
What's that? I can see a little bit.
Hey, but we're serious.
We are.
Yeah, we've dressed up about 3-4 years in a row for Halloween.
Is that right?
Yep.
speaking of stuff like that, road experiences. What's the funniest road experience you've been a part? You know.
The question is, what road experience has not been the funny one?
A lot of pranks going on each other.
Look, bro, I'm not kidding. No. Uh-huh. In a few minutes, when we're done with this interview, I'm going to show you what we've been through for the last 3 months and what it's like, and then, and you can come back and tell the people what you saw. If you haven't heard of Signo Adventures, look it up on YouTube. Type in YouTube.com and then type in Signo Adventures. We have 15 of them, which...
These dudes are nuts, bro.
What do you mean we're nuts? You're a part of the nuts.
they have Signo Adventures. There's like 15 parts. I came in on number 7. There was
really?
6 of them before.
Is that right?
And that, they're nuts, bro. Hey, you know what? And Chino's the freaking scapegoat for a lot of them.
So you know, anything particular sticks out, maybe with another band or lo que sea?
With what?
With another band, you know, something funny that happened or anything?
Talk about them, ask them about their trips in their van before they got a bus.
Y'all all fit in a van.
Man, we the thing is that the best way to describe what it's like in here is you're about to find out in a few minutes.
In those videos. And I'll be sure to describe them.
Yeah, and you can tell them to go look themselves, because we don't hide. I mean, we put it out in public so that, I don't know, how can I say, we're kind of like a...
Like the monkeys.
No, is
the
like Jackass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Like, seriously.
Wow. See, I'll play for keeps.
Yeah. But when we're asleep, nobody...
We only have one rule, and that rule is do not mess when a person is resting, because rest to us is important, and do not mess with the food.
Yeah.
All right. No, right. Orderly. And what about one of the things that every band goes through, and of course not mentioning any names, sometimes you have to share the stage with somebody, mm-hmm. and they want to use your equipment, or they don't want you to use their equipment. Any of that going on?
No, we're pretty cool with. We're pretty cool with lending out the equipment. We've learned not to be like those people that.
Right.
That. Hey guys, right. I love you guys, but I'll be back. I'm gonna go play with Chamacos.
Nice.
I think they just lost a member of the group. So.
It's because he likes to jive. Oh, yeah, it's like we and the, well, there you go. You were talking about sharing the stage. Yeah. I mean, right now, Jaime de Anda just called Joey.
Right.
So Joey's our drummer, and he just got off the bus to go play with them. This is the kind of relationship that we have with other bands.
That's great, man. Yeah. That's really great. Refreshing.
Not all bands, right. But yeah, most of them. You know, there's a couple of people that don't like us out there, but you know what? We won't mention any names
because
we're better than that. And
we have a big heart.
And we have a big heart.
And basically, you swept, man, the TTMAs. How was that for you, man, finding out?
That's cool.
Yeah?
And with that's cool.
Elena doing that, how did you like working with her recording?
Well, Elena's like my sister.
Is that right?
Awards are a great recognition to have.
Definitely.
But I've always said this story, and I don't mind saying it one more time. When we got the Grammy in 2008, I took it to my mom's, and I was pretty pumped up about it. Everybody knows this story. If you follow Signo, you've already know this story. That when I got there, I opened it from the box, and I said, and I'll remind you that when we won the Grammy, millions and millions of people saw us on TV.
Right.
So this award, I'm taking it home. I open it from the box, and I say, mira, ma, el Grammy. Ah, qué bonito. Ponlo arriba de la televisión. You know, she wanted me to put it on top of the TV, and it's she humbles me, man.
Right.
By the way, I got a funny story for you to.
That let shine. That's what I was waiting for.
I got a shot. I went to go get a shot for my tonsils.
Right.
At my friend Chego's house. And his Grammy was crushed.
What?
Is that all we tell?
And my friend goes, you gotta fix it, cause it's not like that no more. It's crooked. My son dropped it, and he never told me. I was looking for my Grammy. I go, I told my wife, where's my Grammy? She
you know,
goes, where is it?
You know the
behind the DVDs.
Yeah. Oh.
You know how it used to look like a horn? Right. I mean, it's got a little. Now it's a symbol.
You saw it.
I saw it. It looks like your hat. It looks all bent from the corners.
Bring
that up. Just to hurt your feelings.
you might want to call them because they may give you another one.
Yeah,
if you
no,
have
they
the old
me,
one.
Yeah, these
yeah.
Are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Oh.
It is crushed.
You have a picture of my Grammy.
That's funny, dude.
Wow.
You're, man, David, for playing a percussion, you're an ass. You jerk.
Yeah, he wanted to cry.
Oh, but
did he really?
Yeah, look at his face.
Well, he was. That's what actually happened.
I don't know what he.
I took it.
Did you actually want to cry?
Yes. I was mad at my house and everybody else.
Yeah,
I said bad words.
I said bad words and everything. That's what. So he went and tattooed it on his arm.
Make it look good. Forget that one.
Right.
Look at
this one.
Right.
Ah,
oh,
there he goes. Pictures.
Yes.
Well, it's all right, brother. I'm gonna give the mic to you right now to give a message to the fans. You know, if you would, anything you want to say to your supporters, any of you guys that want to.
Sure. You know what? If you haven't heard of Signo and you're listening to us for the first time, hey, there's no such thing as fans. We have this thing called friends. Everywhere we go, we appreciate all of our friends that we meet along the road, all of our friends that listen to our music. To us, there's no such thing as fans. We have friends. And if you want to be our friend, hey, come out and meet us. Come to the shows. We don't hide from anybody.
Right.
And for all those bands that are in their garage practicing, hey, don't give up, man. Keep at it. Make music because you love it. We were there before, and we know what it's like to struggle. We know what it's like to have people in the band that don't want to help you out. We know what it's like to have promoters that don't want to give you a break. We know what it's like. Don't give up. For those of you that are teenagers, the only advice I have to give to you is stay in school, get a degree. Don't settle on just making music. Go out there and follow your dreams, because this world is moving at a very fast pace. And in order to make good money now in these days, you got to have this thing called knowledge. So don't settle for anything less. And for all the children in the world that love Signo, we love you too. And de parte de amigos del grupo,
Signo!
We truly, honestly, love you.
And one more that we ask everybody before we wrap it up. We get a lot of people overseas, you know, defending the country.
Mm-hmm.
That listen to us. You have a message for the troops out there?
The only thing I can say about the troops that are overseas is that we hope that you guys come back soon. We know that you guys are out there for a great cause. I know you're fighting for our freedom, and I think we all thank you for it, because we're able to move around in this country, in a country that believes in liberty and believes in freedom. Thank you. You know, we're grateful for all that you do for our country, and I truly mean that. And hopefully, when you get back, we'll see you at the next show.
Seguro que sí. All right, everybody, we have been here with Grupo
Signo.
And this has been
Rancho Lindo. Tired of saying it?
Right?
Signo.
We are Signo.
Yeah, one more time. And we are Signo. And we are Signo. One more time. Signo.
So I hope you enjoyed the interview, and I hope you learned something. You know, and I okay, I can keep. Can't stop laughing. And we're going to go ahead and end the show, of course, with the music, the latest of Signo. And thank you guys otra vez. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, brother.
Amigos, soy Jesse Turner de Grupo Signo y estamos aquí con Baldomero, el parrandero Cuellar, en Rancho Alegre Radio.
Yo quisiera detenerte, pero tú te vas a ir. Después de tanto quererte, ahora me duele perderte. Hoy tu amor se terminó. Nunca olvidaste el pasado. Sé que cometí mi error. Pensé que estaba perdonado. Aprendí a rezar. Hoy le pido. sabes cuánto estoy sufriendo por quererte muerte. Te quiero a ti, quieres sin ti. Yo quisiera abrigarte en mis brazos, pero es imposible. Te puedo.
Mañana no vendrá.
tal vez no miraré la luz de mañana, pero yo sé y sé. He visto el paraíso en cada uno de mis sueños, donde el dolor no existe, en donde no estoy triste.